Bubba gang, welcome back to Teen Girl Struggles. And as you know, we're here to give you another episode. There's only me. Okay. As you know, I'm here to give you guys another episode because I love you guys oh so much. So today, overall, the issues will be feeling like you're a doormat, being insecure, and having self-esteem issues. And this comes from one of our amazing listeners who is struggling with some problems right now and is looking for advice. And hi, Simone. I really do hope you enjoy this episode. And I hope it does give you some insight. And, you know, I'm really glad that you did reach out to me. And I love you too, Lugbug. And I'm glad that I'm like a mix for you, honestly. So, guys, as you know, we're going to get into the issues now. So, for starters, I just want to be completely transparent with you guys. You know, I definitely will personally relate to this episode a lot because even to this day, you know, I always tell you guys that we're growing together. I tell you the things that I think you need to hear, and I want you to take what you feel works for you. You know, I'm never here to feel like I'm just talking at you, but, you know, I get it, guys. I deal with insecurities. I sometimes have self-esteem issues. You know, I let people use me as a doormat myself. And I know what's wrong with it, but I have horrible anxiety and confrontation issues. And I'm very non-confrontational, personally. Like, I just have a hard time. It takes a lot to push me off the edge. And I see the flaws and the wrongs in my ways. And if I can help you guys not go down the same path that I personally go through, I would love to, you know, I truly would love to. So today I just want to make sure we talk about that because there's nothing worse than feeling these ways. And I know a lot of times it's really hard to. So as I always do when we have a listener comment, I'm going to read the comment so that everybody can have a clear. I hope y'all didn't hear that. I'm at school right now. And so, I'm in my dorm, and we have a bathroom, and the toilet just flushed, so I hope my sweet mate wasn't too loud, but it's okay. So, anyway, guys, back to what I was saying. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the review. I'm going to go ahead and read what she said so that we can get started. So, she says, hi. So, my name is Simone. I've been a part of the Love Bug gang since, like, forever, and I kind of really need some help. Starters, I'm glad you've been a part of the game. I'm glad that everybody who has been sticking with me has stick with me because sometimes I be slack, and I'm sorry about that. She says, I have been described by many as a doormat. This apparently means that I let people walk all over me. I realize that this is really a problem. I also kind of have a rep among my friends being like super insecure all the time about things like not being good enough and feeling like I'm always annoying or bothering people, and especially being pretty. I get bullied a lot at school because of the reasons that I don't really know, but a lot of it has to do with my looks. And what do I do about this? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. I can explain why, but I guess I really am kind of a doormat, aren't I? Anyways, can you tell me how to not be a doormat? I'm really having trouble with that. And maybe if you tell me how to stop, then some of my self-esteem issues will go away due to the lack of bullying, due to me not being a doormat. See where I'm going with this? You probably don't. I make no sense, and you probably won't see this. But in the rare case that you do, I really love your podcast, and you're like a mix of my cool older sister and my therapist. Please help. Sincerely, your biggest love bug, Simone. Simone. Oh, my goodness, love. Do not feel like you're the only person out there who feels this way. I swear, do not feel like that. Now, let me tell you, when I was in high school, my freshman year, I got bullied. I was bullied, you know. Girls would call me ugly, all types of things. Like, people would just tell me I wasn't pretty and everything. And it was because, it was funny for me. I had this boyfriend at the time. And being that me and him were together, people just were so mean to me. And I was the new kid because they all knew each other, but I didn't know them. So they were mean. They were just mean to me. And they would say all types of things about me. And it's so funny because people would say, oh, she's pretty. Like, that light-skinned girl, she's pretty, before they knew I was his girlfriend when I first got there. But once people knew I was his girlfriend, oh, she's ugly. I was like, what? How does it switch from she's pretty to she's ugly so quickly? And then after me and him broke up, I kid you not, guys, it was again, oh, she's pretty. Like, How was I ugly? How was I pretty? Ugly, pretty. And honestly, if you guys saw pictures of me, I look the same. Like, I mean, you can see maybe a little maturing, but I look the exact same. Like, my facial features have not changed. I look the exact same. Like, nothing different. And so, it was definitely really hard for me. And it took a big hit to my self-esteem. It made me feel really bad about myself. And I was like, wow, why am I not pretty enough? Like, what's the problem? What's wrong with me and everything? And I would just let people say whatever they want to say about me. For starters, love, in the nicest way possible, I'm sorry, guys. I was thinking about if I really wanted to use the word choice I was about to use. But at this point, it's my podcast. So, yeah, I do. Fuck them. Fuck them. Like, who cares? Who cares? Okay. I'm not sure if you're in middle school or high school because you didn't, like, say. But whatever you are in, who gives a fuck, okay? They're kids. And people usually talk bad about people when they have some insecurity of their own. You do not have to fucking care. It's not your problem. Say, oh well, fuck them. Ignore them. It doesn't matter. I promise you. Everybody who I went to school with, I don't even talk to them now. I don't. I'm a friend with some of them on Instagram, but I don't talk to them. They don't talk to me, and I don't talk to them. Who cares, you know? You're there to get your education at the end of the day. You need to focus on you and what you need to do to be your best self. Who cares about them? Ignore them. If you ignore them, they're going to see that you don't care, and then bullying you is not even going to be fun. People bully people because they see that they get under your skin. If you show them that they can't get under your skin and that the things they say to you do not have any type of effect on you, they're not even going to want to bully you. Because for what? You don't care. Why bully someone who doesn't care about what you have to say about them? There's no reason to. And you are strong and you're beautiful and you don't need to listen to them. You don't care what they say because you know you're a beautiful girl. You know that deep down inside, you are a great person and it doesn't matter. As far as being a doormat, I'm not going to say that like it's easy. But take baby steps. Start off saying no to simple things. If you know you really don't want to do it, don't do it. If it makes you uncomfortable, don't do it. I know it's hard, but you have to have that self-repeating, oh my gosh, voice in your head telling you not to do it. No, don't let them take advantage of you. No, stand up for yourself. No, I'm stronger than this. I'm better than this. I can do good. I am not going to let somebody sit here and belittle me and make me do things that I don't want to do. I feel that something that I do to help me stay strong is I write down quotes. I write down inspirational quotes. I write down messages to myself. I tell myself to be good, love myself, be calm. You are good. You are great. You are strong. You are good, you are great, you are strong. Just saying that stuff to yourself helps. Just repeat to yourself, you are good, you are great, you are strong. You don't have to say that exact thing, but that's what I tell myself every day, you know? And it helps. It helps to hear me say, you are good, you are great, you are strong. You are good, you are great, you are strong. And it helps with the self-insecurities as well, the self-esteem problem that you have. It helps because the reality of these things is that they all tie in together. You feel this way because it's like a chain effect. You feel A, so B happens. When you feel B, C happens. So now you have A, B, C because you can't take control of the situation. And it's understandable and it's okay because we've all been there before. But you have to know that at a certain point you do have to take control, because you don't want to grow up and be the person who everybody walks all over. Also, with self-esteem, do things that make you feel good about yourself, you know? It might just be taking selfies. Like, I take all types of pictures all day. And some of them are really ugly, guys. I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, super silly. I have my bonnet on. And I'm smiling with, like, a monster smile. Because it's fun. And it makes me laugh. Or I get super pretty. And I take pictures. And it's fun. And I feel good about myself. Also, another thing. And I never want you to feel like it's not right to do it. It's okay to cry. I cry a lot. Like, almost every day. You know, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get in your head. It's okay to have moments where you feel low. What's important is that you overcome them. That you sit there and you think about how can you make yourself a better person. How can you get past this? How can you be the bigger person? That's what's important. You don't have to feel like what you're doing is the best thing ever. You don't have to feel like you have to have all the weight of the world on your shoulders. But you do have to take control of your life and I just lost my train of thought. And be the best person you can be. You know, my mom tells me all the time, we're better than that, we're better than that. And you know, you have to be better than the people who try to bully you. You have to be better than the people who try to use you as a doormat. You have to be better than the people who try to belittle you and make you feel insecure and that your self-esteem is not worth anything. You have to be better than them because you are. You're the best version of yourself as long as you're trying to. You know, as far as not being good enough for people, I get it, man. I swear I get it. Like, you don't even know how much I get it, but we're learning together that it's not that we're not good enough for them, but that they're just not the right person for us. You know, you have to know who you can surround yourself around. Everybody that you meet in life is not meant to be in your life, and that's okay. We're all different. Everybody is not meant to be in your life. And you can't sit here and you can't think about if you're good enough for them, if you're bothering them. If you feel like that's how they feel, you can ask them, address the situation, and then once you know your answer, you go from there. If it is, you step away because, you know, you don't never need to put yourself in a situation that makes you uncomfortable, where you feel like you have to be someone that you don't want to be, where you feel like you have no control over the situation. That's never what you should have to feel like you need to do. This is your life, and at the end of the day, you came in this world by yourself, and you're going to leave this world by yourself. So you have to figure out what's best for you, what works best for you, what makes you happy. If it doesn't make you happy, don't do it. Don't sit anywhere and put yourself in a situation that makes you sad. Don't try to be something that other people want you to be, because you don't need to be. The only person you need to be is the person who makes you happy. If it doesn't make you happy, leave it alone. And that's truly how I feel, you know. I just want you guys to know that it's okay to be different. It's okay to be seen as the outsider. You don't have to conform to fit into what people want. You don't have to do what people want you to do just to make them happy. At the end of the day, you need to make yourself happy first. Because honestly, guys, you try to do all this stuff for other people, but if they're not doing the same for you, then why are you doing it? So I really do hope this helps, Simone. You know, I love you guys so much. And if you have any questions, you know, always leave a comment. I try to check them as often as I can. Sometimes when I check them, they don't show, and then they show later, because I definitely was checking. So I'm sorry that, like, I'm a week late, but, you know, I'm definitely here now. And if you have any other questions, you know, definitely feel free to leave a comment, or in the bio, you can text my Instagram. You can DM me. I probably will see that faster. So, you know, if you need to talk, like, I'm here for you guys. So, love you, Lubba Gang. As always, please stay safe, be happy, be your best self, and enjoy your life. Bye, Lubbugs.